If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
720 WGN, John Landecker, 735, Paul Pabst, are you with us?
John, I'm ready to go. I'm flying in Friday just to even – I don't even have tickets to the Bears-Packers game. I'm just going to fly in and go to a pub with some friends. That's how excited I am, and I have to be back there for it.
You know, that brings up a question in my mind that I hadn't even thought of. Do they scalp – are you allowed to scalp tickets outside of the Soldier Field?
You know, these days it's a lot tougher because the past 10 years they've stopped printing hard tickets.
Oh, right,
so now so many tickets are on an app that there's really hard to just pick up tickets for a game anymore. And so I think there's still ways to buy them. There's still always a way to. But I think nowadays you're probably going to be scammed if you try to buy hard tickets outside of the building.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I was in Ann Arbor and went to a lot of Michigan games. Sure. And then when I became an adult and got older and didn't live in Ann Arbor anymore, but I would go back, especially for Michigan and Ohio State, there'd be, you know, who wants tickets? Who needs tickets? Right. Who wants – I mean, they were everywhere. And I don't think I think they were – it wasn't legal, but they were doing it anyway. And
yeah, I think if you just walk the tailgate lots and kind of hold them up back in the day, you're like – Who's got two? Or I've got two. That's basically, I'm not saying I did it. I just saw some people do it. Statute of limitations.
Right. I got you. So where do you want to start? Do you want to hear the totals?
Yeah, it's probably not good for me, but pull the Band-Aid.
Okay. So Iridian is our producer this evening, but she has been given the totals. And what are they?
Yeah, so last week, John, you went 10-6. Mm-hmm. Paul went 9-7, and Jack and Eli actually tied 8-8.
Whoa! So does that give us a season total or not yet? Does it give us who's in first and second and third and that kind of thing?
So yeah, Jack said that John, you are now in first place. So congratulations for
that. I am. Well, thank you very much.
You know what? I got to tell you. I think this is all a setup. I had the feeling Landecker was going to win this whole thing.
Why?
I mean, look, he's the name on the door.
What has that got to do with it? The name on the door?
John, I think you're being nice the whole season. Let me get a few wins. Letting the producer get a few wins.
Okay.
And then the big shot gets the wins.
I don't follow your logic on that, but okay, I'll take it. Okay, so who's in second?
Eli and Jack, and he said they're not happy about that. And then, Paul, you are four games behind them.
All right.
I'm like in fourth out of three people, basically, at this record. Jeez. Iridian's ahead of me. She didn't even play.
Before we get to our picks, I mentioned this yesterday, but I think it's sort of fun. Microsoft Copilot AI has made postseason predictions all the way from the wild card round to the Super Bowl. And they have in the AFC wild card, and they have scores too, by the way, the AI does. New England 23, Los Angeles 21, Buffalo Bills 26, Jacksonville Jaguars 23, Texans 20, Steelers 16. We're going to like this. The NFC, Bears 24, Green Bay 20, Philadelphia 23, San Francisco 20, Rams 27, Carolina Panthers 17. Then they go to the divisional rounds. Bills 24, Broncos 21, Patriots 23, Texans 20. You might want to write these down and see if this artificial intelligence really had any intelligence. NFC, Seattle Seahawks 27, Los Angeles Rams 20, Eagles 26, Bears 23. AFC Conference Championship Round, Buffalo Bills 27, Patriots 23, NFC, Seattle Seahawks 24, Eagles 20. And the Super Bowl, artificial intelligence has Seattle 27, Buffalo Bills 23.
Yeah, I think that's pretty interesting because all the games there, just about all of them were pretty close, one-score games.
Yes,
and
they are.
That doesn't always happen that way. There's always, like, in the first round, there's a couple blowouts that come out of nowhere. And the other thing that AI cannot manufacture or put together is an injury. Like, if Jordan Love the other day, a couple weeks ago, had knocked out against the Bears, that changes any prediction you could have about a team. So you can't factor an injury before the injuries happen.
True. And this has nothing to do with football, but it has to do with artificial intelligence. There was a story about a police department video cam that claimed one of its officers had turned into a frog. Seriously. Because apparently when the visuals were being absorbed by the AI, someone way in the background had that Disney movie on about a frog. And it all got messed up inside this AI, and one of our officers is a frog. So that was quickly put aside.
Debunked.
But you got to watch out for this artificial intelligence. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
So shall we go ahead?
Let's do some picks.
Seattle and the Broncos have a bye week because they're the number one seed.
Yep.
So Saturday, the 12-5 Rams and the 8-9 Carolina Panthers. It's just the two of us. Yeah.
I'm going to say, John, as good as the Panthers have been as a story and how nice they are, and I don't think they're ready for this type of stage yet. You're going against Matthew Stafford, who's almost 40. He's healthy. They've got a really good team on both sides of the ball. The line is 10.5. I think this could be easily a 14-point game, even if it's close early.
Very good. I'm also taking the Los Angeles Rams, and not just because you said so. I already have it marked on my piece of paper here. So I don't know why I had to say that, but I guess I felt I needed to. All right, here we go. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, Saturday night.
Yeah, this is a tough one because just like the past couple games, I think it's the last team with the ball wins it. And the Bears could have won it 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago. They had that interception in the end zone that was for Kmet. They did win it in overtime. It took a lot to get there.
Yeah.
There are a couple of injuries with both teams that are interesting, like the offensive line. And but I just think it's going to be – there's going to be one break in the second half, one break in the fourth quarter. These teams are too evenly matched. I'm going Bears with a late field goal to win it.
I'll follow you along. As a matter of fact, if you look at the records, wins and losses and ties, Packers so far are 9-7-1, and the Bears are 11-6. Doesn't that sound wild?
John, 11-6, and they easily could have won the game against the 49ers, and they easily could have won against the Lions. They would have stole both victories. But we could be talking about a 13-4 team that was one of the worst teams in the league last year.
Well, you remember Eberflus, right? He was used to be the coach.
I tried to block that out of my mind. I had it wiped.
He was a coach here and then went to the Cowboys as a defensive coordinator, and I guess he didn't do well there either because he's out after one season. So,
yeah, he's like on tour. He's going to be in another stop next year.
Yeah, and you know somebody will pick him up probably because that's the way that's the way the NFL works. I mean, Harbaugh's out at the Ravens after 18 years.
Yeah, that's a big deal. He's going to have his pick a job, John. I mean, John Harbaugh is – he may have worn out his welcome or whatever you want to say with the Ravens, but most teams would love to have 11 wins every year
Be
in the playoffs like 6 out of 8 years. I mean, most teams would kill for that.
Indeed. Let's take a break and then we'll go ahead with some more and figure out what else we're going to talk about. John Landecker and Paul Pabst as we're doing our John Landecker pick 'em pool for this evening. And we have moved up to... We did Rams, Panthers, Packers, Bears, and that's where we left off, right?
Yeah, I think we're at Bills, Jaguars, the first game on Sunday.
I turn it over to you.
Yeah, so Bills, Jaguars, there's a lot of pressure on the Bills to win. I mean, the Bills don't have to face Mahomes. They don't have to face Lamar Jackson. If there's ever their year, this is it. So I know it's the obvious, but you can't get tripped up by a Jaguars team that nobody nationally really believes in. You got to go with the Bills, but man, this one makes me nervous if I'm a Bills fan.
Well, I'm going with the Jaguars.
Good for you.
I think the Bills are cursed. I'm serious.
They've got a great running game, John. They've got horrible.
Take a look at their track record in championship games. They went. Right. They lost three Super Bowls in a row.
Yeah, didn't they? And Josh, they lost four in a row.
Four in a row. Jim Kelly,
and then Josh Allen. He can't get to the Super Bowl, and he's honestly, I think everyone agrees he's the best quarterback, him and Mahomes in the sport. And they've got a great running game. There's just no excuses.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens with that. The Bills were 12-5, and the Jaguars were 13-4. And the Jaguars, they've never been there before, have they?
No, they got really close about five or 6 years ago with Blake Bortles, and then they kind of went bad.
All right, let's move along to the 49ers and the Eagles. I have decided. Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to follow your lead.
No, okay. I went back and forth and back and forth. I landed on the Eagles. I'll take the Eagles.
Yeah, I think it's a safe play. So the Niners 2 weeks ago looked fantastic. Their offense looked great, especially against the Bears defense. And last week they didn't look good. The Eagles did something really interesting last week. They rested a lot of their starters and took the 3 seed to face the Niners and let the Bears basically have the 2 seed. I think it was really smart by the Eagles. The coach Nick Sirianni said to his team, "I trust you guys. You're the defending Super Bowl champs. Go get some rest and then crank it up because we got 3 games to win."
Yeah, they've been there. The Los Angeles Chargers and the New England Patriots. I'm going to take the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I think the Patriots have had a great season. Drake May,
amazing,
fantastic quarterback. He does everything right.
Yeah.
He's going to finish second in the MVP, and he's under 20. He's 24 years old. The Chargers, too up and down this year. Like they phoned too many games where they just lay an egg.
Would you have thought that, considering the work history of Aaron Rodgers,
mm-hmm.
that he would be a quarterback for a team that's playing this weekend?
I actually picked the Steelers to make the playoffs this year because I thought Rodgers was in a better organization this year than the Jets. He's when he's healthy and gets a little bit of protection, he's still a very threatening quarterback. And you saw it this year. He was above average. He's not Aaron Rodgers of 10 years ago.
No, but still.
That's a solid program.
Yeah, and so who are you?
I would love to pick the Steelers, but the Texans offense is too good. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers can get away from that pass rush. I got to go with the Texans, but it'll be close.
I'm taking Houston, too. Okay, so that wraps up all the picks for this week. However, there's a moving away from professional football to college football.
Oh,
There are a couple of games coming up. I guess one's tomorrow night and the other one is Friday. Tomorrow these are playoffs for the NCAA National Championship in football.
Yeah. Ole
Miss.
Yeah, the Final Four.
Yeah, Ole Miss and Miami, which I really don't have a dog in that hunt, so whoever wins, great. Oregon and Indiana on Saturday. I'm all Hoosier. Hoosier.
Yeah, John, the Hoosiers are one of the great stories in all sports history. I'm not kidding. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. The Indiana football has been less than average for 100 years. I mean, they're just a non-threatening football team until about a decade ago. And now they're the number one team in the country. They got the Heisman Trophy winner. They got the best coach in the country. It's like a body-switching movie, and it's fantastic. The other thing, Ole Miss Miami, it's really interesting. Ole Miss is interesting. They lose their coach Lane Kiffin, but they're still rolling.
Wait a minute. Tell that story. That is so crazy.
So Lane Kiffin, he's been the coach of Ole Miss for the past 4 or 5 years, got them up to the playoffs this year. But then he gets an offer about a month ago from LSU, more money, supposedly a bigger program historically, and he leaves Ole Miss. He wanted to stay, which I don't believe, and he wanted to keep coaching, but they're like, Ole Miss, like, we're not going to let an LSU guy coach our team and poach our players.
Right.
So he's at LSU getting his team ready, and Ole Miss is rolling through the playoffs.
Well, it's sort of like, maybe not exactly like a transfer portal for coaches. I mean,
it's just like that.
I heard today that there are over 4,000 college football players in the transfer portal. That's incredible.
It's to the point, John, where even if you're not going to leave, if you'll say you're an offensive tackle at Michigan and you're really good, you enter your name in the portal, then the current team you're on has to renegotiate with you and sign you to a new contract. So it's almost like announcing you're a free agent, even if you intend to go back, just to get a better deal. I do want to say one thing.
Yeah, please
do. Local colleges, Illinois State, Montana State on Monday night in the FCS title game. That was one of the better football games I watched in a long time. Illinois State, they had it. They really had a good shot at it. Great program.
Yeah.
And then North Central out of Naperville. a powerhouse Division III program. They didn't win it, but they are really fun to watch. So support your local college teams.
Indeed. Indeed. Where was I headed? I'm having a hard time going back to my rewinding my thoughts.
You're not entering the portal, are you?
The portal. You, in describing what was going on, you mentioned a couple of things that, you know, years ago you'd never hear in connection with college football. One would be the offer.
Yeah.
They're going to wait and see what their offer is. They're laying out millions of dollars, yes?
Absolutely. There's a quarterback from Cincinnati who signed a deal, supposedly 1 year, $5 million to play at Texas Tech next year. The quarterback from Miami, Carson Beck, he was at Georgia last year. He goes to Miami. I think he's getting $4 million this year. And if you think about it, John, unlike the NFL where you sign a contract and it could be 3, 4, 5 years, these guys are free agents every year. They could just leave their team. You can go as a freshman to Omaha, you know, like to Nebraska. And then your sophomore, you could play at Washington. And your third year, you could play at Michigan, and so on and so on.
Well, part of the Indiana success, you can't ignore it, is players coming in through the transfer portal.
Exactly.
Not quite sure how many there are, but there's enough.
Well, their star quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, won the Heisman this year. He played 2 years at Cal and saw a better opportunity, probably more money, and went to Indiana. And that changed the whole future of Indiana football.
Well, is this money guaranteed? I know universities have money, but I mean, it's just such a foreign concept to me that college players are being, or high school players are being recruited with financial contracts, and players that are already on college teams can switch if they get a better offer. It's just
It's professional sports played at the college level, and I would say that their contracts are guaranteed for 1 year. The year you're there, whatever you agree to do, you get. And then you basically open up in the offseason and say, like, I overachieved, I want more money, or I'm going to go somewhere else.
God, unbelievable.
You never thought you'd see the day?
I've never. I mean, come on. Never. Well, you know, I've been around too long. But this is – first of all, it was name, image – wait a minute – what's that? And that was for name, image, and what was the third one?
Name, image, likeness. And that is paid for. They have these things called collectives. Yeah. So like Michigan football, you know Michigan, they have a collective that searches out the players, signs them to the contracts. But now this year, the athletic departments actually have a like salary cap and a fund that they could pay players directly. And that could be football, basketball, tennis, whatever it may be.
You know, there used to be a little scandal if the alumni got a car for one of the members of their college team, but those days are long gone. Wow.
Oh yeah, the NCAA used to like if you got a free pizza, they would suspend you for a game, and now no one's going to gift you a pizza franchise.
Yes, indeed. Paul, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I look forward to the next time we speak.
All right, John, enjoy the game on Saturday night. It's a huge one.
Yeah, thanks.